Welcome to the Reading Finney's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob with our 48th episode, being recorded on Saturday night, December 17th, going into Sunday, December 18th, 2022. And Ian has pointed out this 48th page of the repagination of Finney's Wake will be page 474. So, Ian, shall I start reading it? Do you have anything to say?
We got to set a little bit of the stage. You're in a very, I guess the way James Joyce would describe it, you're in a wanky world. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. A lot of folks focus on Ukraine or Russia, China, United States. Fuck them. Well, United States, just say United. Well, un-United States of America. So it's a wonky world. This one's going to lay some of that out. There's not any stretches. It's very literal, very literal. But it's going to be some fun. Let's see what we come up with.
Okay, I need to check. Am I loud enough, Ion? Because I'm not using my phone.
You seem fine. You're just a dot echoey, but not badly. You're defined. If you got much louder, you would probably be. It would blow out your recording. You're smooth.
Okay. Let me just check here. Bert, do I seem loud enough, Bert?
Muted.
Bert can't even hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you, Bob. You're good. Sounds good.
It's good enough. Okay.
Yes.
Carolyn says, I was very low on office hours the other day. So, okay. So, I'll start. No, Ian said something. We have to keep that there. Okay, here we go. Page 474. Lowly, longly, a whale went... Oh, I want to say this, Ian. This is chapter 3 in book 3. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is the long chapter where they have a trance. Yawn.
Yes,
it, like Sean yes, becomes Han, and then Yawn.
Yes,
and Yawn is,
yes,
becomes a medium, and HCE comes through eventually. I think that's this chapter. Yeah.
Well, but slow up. Slow your roll there, big boy, because this is page 48, so it's a little different meaning now. This is a triune capacity. You'll see.
Okay. It's not page 474 anymore. Okay, lowly, longly, a whale went forth. Pure yawn lay low. On the mead of the hillock lay, heart soul dormant mid shadowed landscape, brief wallet to his side and arm loose, by a staff of citron briar, tradition stick pass on. His dream monologue was over, of cause, but his drama parapoly logic had yet to be a fact. Most distressfully, but my dear, how successfully, to wail he did, his locks of a lucan tinge, quick, rich, ripely rippling, unfilleted, those lash betasseled lids on the verge of closing time, whilst ooze of his sidewise opened mouth, the breath of him, even so languishing as the princeliest treble, treacle, or litchy choo-chow purse could buy. Yawn.
Whoa, there's a sentence. That is a sentence. Wait, Lord, that's a sentence. Don't lose advantage of a sentence. Okay, they're setting the stage, and it's almost like the perfect storm. It's been this way for a long time, but it's been hidden, tucked away, where you couldn't see it, where you couldn't experience it. You get whiffs of it, but you can't really know. The dream monologue of this world of cause is now going beyond what you could have a polyamorous logical relation to. And it's bad and good and bad. But cry though they're still bawling anywhere. You're going to see it as it develops here just a little bit. That sets the stage a dot, Bobby.
Did you say bawling? B-A-W-L?
Yes, crying. Cry he did. Bawling. Okay. To bawl. Wail your eyes out.
Okay. Yawn in a semi-swoon lay a-wailing, and who, what helpings of honeyful sweethead, phew, which ear-piercing dulcitude, as were you supposed to go and push with your blunt blank pin in hand up into his flesh as plush cushionettes as some chubby boy-bold love of an angel. Whoa!
Okay, when, as, this is that. This is that. Punctuation, I'm going to take advantage of it. This sets up a whole set of what the new normal is. It's not, it was used to, it would be considered odd to run up and stab somebody just for the fun, just for something to do. But now that becomes the sort of the meme of the day. You're not even moved by it. You're like, oh, well, he just stabbed him. He wasn't that big. He didn't kill him. He just stabbed him. Come on. What's so bad? So upset? Y'all so emotional. You're just emotional. He shot him in the face. Okay. It's not going to be an open casket. It's no problem. Fine.
Okay. When, as the buzzer brings the light brigade, keeping the home fires burning, so on the cheering call themselves came at him from the west borders of the East Midlands, three kings of three suits and a croner.
Uh-oh. Wait. You got to wait now. Wait now. Hold on. This is the ending of a run. The buzzer has gone off. Okay, there's this light brigade, and they keep the home fires burning, because that's what you're going to have to do to stay warm, because the cold is coming this week. It is a global chill, you'll see. And then the calling from the west borders of the East Midlands, that's very significant. It kind of gives you, this is basically from a U.S. standpoint, but you can do it to other parts of the world if you look at it close. You know, because it'll even affect South Africa in a bit, but give it a minute. Three different kings, Bobby, what does that refer to?
The triune God.
No. Three kings of three suits and a crowner. It's what just fell.
You're talking about Crown Inc.?
Correct.
Yes,
the three kings, that's D.C., that's London, and that's the Vatican, with cardinal parts.
That's what I meant by the triune.
No.
Triune God
is different. No, they're not a god. Triune God is very different.
Well, I thought you were using the term the last couple of weeks to refer to the three, Washington, London, and the papacy.
No, that's crown, not triune. No. Cardinal parts. Go ahead now. Go ahead.
Three kings of three suits and a crowner from all their cardinal parts along the amber way where Brosnus Verti. Polyphem they did.
Brosnus Verti. That's the Bosnia Fury that you're seeing sort of blow up.
The Bosnia Fury?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just reading in William Engdahl's book on the Bush involvement with Herzegovina and Bosnia in the early 90s, creating that war. To lift them they did, Senators Four, by the first quaint shriek of the gloaming. I'll do that again. To lift them they did, Senators Four, by the first quaint shriek of the gloaming, and they hopped it up the mountainy molehill, traversing climes of old times gone by, of the days not worth remembering. Inventing some excuse thems any sort, having a seven-ply sweat of night blues moist upon them. Fee, fee, fo, fo, furta, agala, jishi, palula, ura domini. Afeared themselves or to wonder at the...
Whoa. Now that's setting up what's going on now. How your politicians make up these things and they come up with any excuse of why they couldn't do it. And we put me in office, I'm going to fill in the blank. And they say, well, I can't get to it this week, but maybe in 2045 I'll look at it again. Now, I know there's been some conversation, but if we call you to Congress and we ask you a question, if you lie to us, we will put you in jail. But if we lie to you, that's just being a politician.
That's right. Feared themselves were to wonder at the class of a crossroads puzzler he would likely be, length by bread non-plussing his thickness, L's upon L's of him, making so many square yards of him, one half of him in Con's half, but the whole of him nevertheless in Owen Moore's five quarters. There would he lay till they would him descry, spancelled down with a blossomy bed, and one fool stretch amongst the daffy down dillies, the flowers of narcosis forfeathering his footlights, a halo hedge of wild spuds hovering over him, epicures waltzing with garden fillers, Puritan shoots advancing to ran sheeps. Fopo, or Fofo, the
media wait. Now, this is trying to say everything's going to be okay. Inflation's not that bad. We're going to get everything canceled and worked out. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be 40 acres and a mule, a chicken in every pot, and a window to throw pee out of in every corner. But it's not going to come up right because you got the Iran chiefs, Popo, and then you have what's left of the meteor pulp. Go ahead.
Okay. Popo, or Fofo, the meteor pulp of him, the seamless rainbow peel, a gala, his belly void of nebulos with his never-stopped navel, Palula, and his vein-shooting melanite phosphor, his cream-to-custard comet's hair, and his asteroid knuckles, ribs, and members, Uridimini, or Urodimini, his electrolatiginous twisted entrails belt. Those
okay,
who
wait.
Claim...
No, Alex, come on now. Pay attention. So this lays out what you've done in your entire show about plasma field, these different new things of types of phosphor, and all this crashing or changing of everybody. Basically, they're trying to lay it as somebody's belly is going to be sour or blown up if it starts shooting melanin phosphor. Might not be so pretty. So the comet's hair and the asteroid's knuckle, pay attention.
Yeah, this word electrolatiginous, I thought of our plasma talk as I said it. Yeah, it's another word for plasma, electrolatiginous.
That's not the point. That's not the point. It's the twisting of the entrails, the belt. That's the holder.
Yeah, the electrolatiginous is the holder. The entrails.
The belt is the holder.
Okay, twisted entrails belt. The belt holds in the electrolatinous twisted entrails.
Good.
Right. Those four claimant clomb together to hold their sworn star chamber inquiry on him. See, they're going to interrogate.
Oh, wait. Now, this is the new paragraph, okay? So this is where they're going to start this new level of investigation, and we're going to have you in front of the court, and you're going to decide what's going on, and you're going to tell us this, and we're going to have an inquiry of why you think you're going to be impeached and why you're going to feel after we get you impeached, or which gallows, you get to choose which gallows we're going to hang you from. So choose wisely which one you're going to get hung from. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the Republican Jim Jordan-led committees coming up in January. Right?
Yeah. For the rhinos and the dinos.
Yeah. Those four claimant clumb together to hold their sworn star chamber inquiry on him, for he was ever their quarrel, the way they would see themselves. Now, that sounds like they're talking about Trump, for he was ever their quarrel.
Not necessarily, because he's stepping don't get him developed. Don't spoil the plot. Agatha Christie would be beside herself.
Okay. For he was, those four claimant clomb together to hold their sworn star chamber quarried him. For he was ever their quarrel, the way they would see themselves. Every bug his bodiment atop of any one her notion. And the meat of their knot was worth two of his morning. Up to the Esker Ridge it was, Malinger Parish, to a mead that was not far, the sun's rest. First clattered Shanitor Gregory, seeking spores through the deep time field.
Okay, now they're laying it out. Now they're going to tell you who's going to be doing what. And who is the son? Who is the son, buddy?
Sean.
Rhymes with Hunter.
Oh, okay. Hunter Biden. Oh, okay. First cluttered Shanitor Gregory, seeking spoor through the deep time field, Janitor Lyons, trailing the wavy line of his partition footsteps, something in his blisters was telling him all along how he had been in that place one time. Then his recordership, Dr. Shunadir Tarpi, caper chasing after honorable sleep, hot on to the aniseed and up out of his prompt corner, old Shunny McShunny, McDougal the hyper.
Schumer. That's old Schumer.
Yeah. Old Schumer McSooner. And McDougal the hiker, in the rear of them, on the run, to make a quorum. Roping their ass, he was, their sky-gray globetrotter, by way of an afterthought, and by no means legless, either for such sprouts in him there were, that much uneven it was tumbling, he was, by four lengths, within the ball of a mascot, Cassius, Cuscli, Patsy Wetsy, like the caper in the cabasses, the big ass, to hear with his unaided ears, the harp in the air, the bugle, Diana blowing, wild as wild, the mockingbird, whose word is misfortune, so to said, the bulbul down the wind.
Okay, now you're starting to see, this is the falling of the esoteric. Now the earth kicks in and starts bringing up the wind. That's a whole other conversation that won't be addressed right here, but everybody that's not a normal would understand the downwind of a bulbul.
Okay. The proto was stretching through the tangle then. Matthew Walker, Godson's Godaspire, deputizing for gossipocracy. There's a word for media, gossipocracy. And his station was a few perches to the weather side of the knoll as knock, and it was from no other place unless there, how and ever, that he proxtended aloof upon the ether, Mesmer's Manuum, the hand making silence. The buckles...
Okay. The hand making silence. They're trying to quiet it all down. They're trying to cool it all off for all the things that are happening. So they're talking about everything except for what's important. Now that's media ecology for your gossip and stuff for those that enjoy the company of MSLSD or the Washington Compost.
Okay. The buckles beyond on the lee, then stop wheresoever they found their standings. And that way they set word about him, doing obedience, nod, bend, bow, and curtsy, like the watchers of prospect, upholding their broad-awake probers' hats on their firm heads, the traveling court on its findings circuiting that personer in his fallen. And a crack, you are...
The personer, the prisoner, is down. Okay?
Okay. And a crack quat you are of stenogers they made of themselves, solons and sycamores, all told, with their hurts and diamonds, spites and clops, not even to the seclusion of their beasts, by them that was the odd trick of the pack. Trump, and no friend of carrots. Trump.
Right. Now Trump's involved now, because it's like they're circling them. And then you got Jimmy Diamond who says it's over. And you got all the other spots, the spits and the clops. They're going off to their mansions in the sky. Let them figure it all out. The whole trick of the pack. Lop them, stop them, and dop them, and get the hell out before somebody catches you. Except there's Trump. And there's no friend to carrots. Those carrots are going to get it got. Go ahead.
And what do you think? Who should be laying there above all other persons, forenence them only yon? All of a sprawl, he was laying too amongst the poppies. And I can tell you something more than that, drear writer. Profoundly as you may bedeeve to it, he was asleep. And it was far more similar to a satrap he lay there with unctuous beauty all surrounded, the poser, or for what all I know, like Lord Lumen, coaching his preferred oscillation.
Now, that's the introduction here of what's going to become the new big thing that's going to take over next is the Sentinel problem, the pose, the death pose, and that's what's happening now. There's so much of it now that it just ends up getting on everything. You don't even have to take it. You just have to have the wind blow it all around you. You just have to touch something. Even with gloves on, and next thing you know, you're out. It's gonna control Lord Lumen.
Is that the poser?
Yeah, the death. The poser? Be the death. the death pose. It's a set trap.
Oh, yeah. When you take the fentanyl, you get frozen in a pose, right?
Yeah, a death pose. Uh-huh. It's amongst the poppies. It's a derivative. It's a synthetic opioid. 1,000 times stronger than regular dope.
Okay.
Percocet.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Stronger than Percocet.
Okay.
And
it was far more similar to a satrap. He lay there with unctuous beauty all surrounded, the poser, or for what all I know, like Lord Lumen, coaching his preferred constellations in faith and doctrine for old Matt Gregory. Tis he had the star menagerie, Marcus Lyons and Lucas Metcalf Tarpey, and the Mac that never forgave the ass that lurked behind him, Johnny Nahasali. More than their good share of their five senses and source celled, you would say themselves were fuming censor, the way they could not rightly tell their heels from their stools as they cooched down a Mamalujo by his cubicle crib. It's question time. There's your congressional phrase. It's question time,
yeah.
Drew Nying. And the map of the souls grew
popular. Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow up now. Now you're laying out now. This is the fuming censor that you're fixing to start laying out for the court case that's going to, doesn't have to be adjudicated. It just has to be voted on. You don't have to have a case on what's going to happen with the all of the Republicans and the Democrats and the Senate, the House, and the President, Vice President, and several others that'll be thrown out.
The map of the soul.
It's going to take nine people. It's going to take nine people to decide it. They don't have to, like, it's not a case, court case they rule on. They just have to vote on. If the 3-8, you know the number. If they decide that
380
was decided that they didn't follow the congressional rules that they have to for the 10-day stay to see, which supposedly is what caused the January 6th anyway, then they're in violation. And the judicial branch can say, nope, you're out. Goodbye. That's what they did to Nixon. So he had to resign. So, hey, here we go.
So
this isn't
going to
be called this. Sorry. We're sorry.
It's going to be called what?
What do you think?
Groupography?
Trumpgate.
So the Tholes groupography is the 380, the map of them?
Okay. Yeah.
It's question time, Drew Nying, and the map of the soul's groupography rose in relief with their quarterings to play tops or kites or hoops or marbles, kerchy, gawking on him for the issuance of his numb and soft noising one of them to another one, the Bagua Queesters. And
yep.
It is what they began to say to him tetrahedrally then, the masters, what way was he? So was,
now this is the top of 477, so was Donald Trump the president or the president of the United States or not?
You're asking me?
Well, that's what they're presenting here. That's what they're quarreling over. This whole thing came about because they wouldn't follow, Kent included, wouldn't follow the Constitution that says, if anybody has a question, you got to wait 10 days to make sure it gets straightened out. And they said, no, we're going to do it. And then that turned into the next distraction of the January 6th committee.
Right. So I got to figure out which is him answering. He's giving the wee Baron Yun has lived. Yera, why that, my leader? Wish it. Is he boost or what, Alana? Or his winds from the wrong cuts, says Ned of the Hill. Listen, why so and speak up, do you hear me, you sir? So, which one, which sentence is Jan responding?
They're going back and forth between the, once it's adjudicated or settled, they're going back and forth.
Themselves.
Say, how did we get here? How did we get here? When did this wind blow? We got rid of him. He didn't win. We fixed it. The Dominican Republican machines came from China. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. How did we get here from this thing? I mean, we had more people vote in the last election than there are in the United States of America. Must be those overseas army workers that sent their vote in. Maybe that's what it was. And then there we go, you see.
All right. So, all right. They're just talking among themselves, the four. He's giving the wee bairn. Yun has lived. Yeah, why dat, my leader? Wisha, is he boost or what, Alana? Or his wind's from the wrong cut, says Ned of the Hill. Listen, why so and speak up, do you hear me, you sir? Or he's rehearsing someone's funeral. Wished out of that.
Go ahead.
Hubba's up.
They're for practicing for somebody's wake.
Mm-hmm. And as they were spreading abroad on their octopods, their drifter nets, the chromous, gleamy signers nets, and no lie, there was word of assonance being soft-spoken among those quartermasters. Get busy, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Chirpy, come now. The present hospices is a good time. I'll take on that, chap. For it was in the back of their mind's ear, temptive listener, how they would be spreading in quadriliberal their azure-spotted, fine, attractable nets, their Nansen nets, from Matt Sr. to the turbo mystagogue after him, and
Matt,
to the
that's Matt. That's Matt Gaetz.
Matthew Gaetz? It's a politician.
Mm-hmm.
From
mm-hmm.
Matt Sr. to the terrible mystagogue after him, and from thence to the neighbor, and that way to the puny donkeyman and his crucifer's coda. And in their minds,
that's
years
your,
back...
That's your... The donkeyman is your yellow dog Democrat.
Any Democrat? Not anyone in particular.
No, all the Democrats. The punsy, okay. the puny Democrat.
All right. And in their minds, years back, Libri, so it was, slipping beauty, how they would be meshing that way when he rose to it, with the plankton at play about him, the quivers of scaly silver, and their clutches of chromes of the highly lucid Spanish gold, whilst his hour gave way to amazing hour, with Yon himself keeping time with his stripped tongue to opus blurbius lips, he would let out classes.
That's enough. So this is the fall of the cryptocurrency. This is the fall of the running, trying to grab all the gold as they're rushing for the door, trying to get out before it's too late. And so then they fall and they destroy cryptocurrency in the sidebar. So it's been a fun week.
But hold it. Let me finish it. As hour gave way to major hour with Yon himself keeping time with his trip song to opus blurbius lips, he would, a leto classy, the way mirror of the moor and molten moon mist would be melding Melophon into his mouth. So is that about Sam Bankman-Fried?
Yes, Sam Bankman-Fried, yes.
So he's the Yon of this thing, the one being interrogated.
Yeah, because if you look at him, there's nothing exciting about him.
And what words indicate that?
It's really easy. Yawn, like boring, like, this is ridiculous.
Why?
Silver is a scaly, scary, skinny silver.
Do we keep going?
Go ahead and finish that little page in the section. You did okay. Go a little bit more down to there.
Why?
The last
Before
thing
you. Then. Why? Before you. Echo, how sweet the answer makes. Athwares, in the land of lion's odor? Friends, first, if you don't mind, name your historical grounds. This same prehistoric barrow tis the orangery. I see. Very good now. It is in your orangery, I take it. You have your letters. Can you hear me, you sir? Can you hear me, you sir? Throzens, for my darling Typette. So long aforetime? Can you hear better? Millions for godsends for my darling, dearling one. Now, to come nearer zone, I would like to raise my deuterous point audibly touching this. There is this Maggers, I am told by our interpreter, Heiner Essel.
Wait now. Who are the Maggers? Make America great again, the MAGAs.
Oh, yeah. There it is. The Trumpers. There is this MAGAs. I am told by our interpreter, Hannah Esselis, that there are fully 606 rag words in your Mal Herber Magus language, in which Wald wand rhymes Elfman, and there is resin in all roots for monarch, but yet haste not one pronounceable term that blows in all the vallums of Tartalot to signify majesty, even provisionally, nor no Rata Rota or Torpentine Path, or Hallucinian Via, nor Aurelian Gate, nor Sunken Rot, nor Gross-Grown Trek, nor Climb Slave Cruxway, and no more Hen's Cry or Mooner's Plank Gang there to lead us to Hopenhaven. Is such the undederivator case master Messio? Frankly, magus enereter minus hawk intelligal.
Okay, good. That's a good pace. That's a good pace. Because you'll spoil the plot. That's good. That's a good pace stuff. They're basically complaining. They say, okay, we got rid of the government. Okay, we got rid of the president. Okay, we got rid of the vice president and the old vice president. Pence. We got rid of them all. They're done. Now what are we going to do? Now what are we going to do? We got rid of them all. Now you got it. You won. Now rule us or reign us or whatever. But you have nothing to vote to decide that he is or was. So I guess the only job position left that hadn't already been dissolved is Viceroy.
Magus enereter minus hawk intelligal.
Mm-hmm.
It's in italics. All right, I will open the gates for Miles.
Floodgate. This is a special show. Everybody's live. This is amazing. It is not Memorex.
All right, we'll welcome comments.
Bob, I want to jump in right away.
Okay.
Just one thing. The last line in the Latin is... translates into the more Megs were brought down, understand this.
Mm. More Megas.
Yeah.
Well, somebody wanted to say something. Who was that? Was that you, Chet?
Nicholas, I think.
Yeah, it was me, Bob, but I forgot. I've lost my place here because it was the ear and it's linked to the eye. I'm trying to find it now, so give me a minute.
Okay, anybody else have something to say? There's a whole bunch of here.
Well, the other point I wanted to bring up, Bob, was I kicked it off with South Africa, which is quite odd. And I just wanted to find out what other words you had about that and why that was raised.
Because it was the point of order. It's the cold. You're not beyond it.
Well, we're now a brick, and we're not no longer part of BRICS, so So is it now the South Africa part of it is now excluded completely? Is it now a non-sequitur?
No, but they'll still take your gold.
Oh, I'm sure. And they're trying to pay off our coal too for $8 billion.
Of course. Why not?
But you haven't answered the question.
What's the question?
Why is South Africa mentioned at the beginning of Finnegan's Wake?
Because it's important to not exclude it. It has to be included because it's getting excluded other ways. So it was your only claim to fame for the second, however fleeting.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for including it.
Thank James Joyce. It wasn't us.
Okay, next. Who wants to speak next?
On page 477, Bob, about 9 or 10 lines down, it says, or he's rehearsing someone's funeral. I wondered if that was another royal funeral, Ian.
Chances are.
Hmm. Is someone maybe Bob wrote something to once upon a time?
Well, you have to be careful. When Bob's writes too often, it tends to turn out not to be so good for your historical future.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, and I found the place that I was looking for it was in the back of their mind's ear. And isn't it normally the mind's eye?
Correct.
So
can't believe what you see. People can't believe what they see. So they have to go by what they hear. So that's why it's going to be all in committee, in the committee. The Alibaba Temple of the Shrine.
So how they would be spreading in quad liberal their Oz's spotted fine attracted nets? What is that? Is that referring to the ear?
They're sweeping them all in, and you're going to answer for every plus and minus you've done, and every lie you've told, and every conspiracy every truth you've tried to convert into a conspiracy. And now your jig is up. And see, here we go. The accusers are as guilty as the adopters.
Right. Okay.
So they're basically going to have to put themselves in jail.
So thence to thy neighbor at the way the pussy donkey men. Now that you brought in there was the Biden crowd, the yellow dog Dems.
Correct.
On page 474, I'm heading down towards the bottom, Brosnan's Furzy, along the Amber Way where Brunson's Fury, perhaps.
Okay.
Brunson being the one who's... was it the Brunson brothers who are bringing this 380, the Supreme Court action against the 380?
Yeah, that's right. And they don't even want to. They presented it, but they knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. And the next thing you know, by the Centurum, it got in the Supreme Court direct, and that's because of the 11th Circuit and the 10th Circuit. But the 10th Circuit's a joke. But the 11th Circuit is like the worst. That's Atlanta. That's the worst. They're awful. Mm. They said no, Centurum. We got it. Get out of here. Get out of here. So that put it, and now because of the way the order is, it's not a court case like we're not gonna file. This is, did you subvert the Constitution of the United States or not? And if you did, it's a violation of oath of office. And if you violate your oath of office, you got to go. And there's no court for that. It's either yes you did or no you didn't. And if the law is clear that if anybody contests it, you got to give a 10-day look at it. And every one of them said, hell no, hell no, hell no. Trump got mad at Pence. He's like, you're not following the Constitution. That's what you give your oath to, you faux Christian person thing. You can't go out to dinner without your wife because you've got some having tricky dick trouble or something. We don't know. It's pretty sad. So the whole thing turns into this mess. So you know you're in the right when Liz Cheney is against you.
And it said along the Amber Way where Brosnan's Furzy. So is this effectively the ambering of Congress and the Senate?
If six of the nine people decide, it's going to be an ugly day. And that's when you come back to the Bertle know what this is, where they open it, where they unveil Nancy and Paul pulled the curtain opening up that they're going to give a display. And they got a Trump on the big screen, and they're saying, welcome, Mr. Speaker. Because you don't have to be elected to be the Speaker of the House. And if they all get thrown out, he would be the sitting president or the last one standing.
Yeah.
If that were the case. And your present runner does not have the votes. Your present runner does not have the votes to become Speaker of the House. McCarthy. You always think of Charlie McCarthy.
He's not very popular, is he? Well, not as popular as he likes to paint himself.
Correct. But see, the problem is they've all been in there so long, and the ones that are 80 plus, they can't even keep their teeth in their mouth. And then the rest of them is running around trying to chase whoever else is throwing money that they can catch in a basket. And meanwhile, I didn't say that. Okay, I said that. Okay, I said it. Okay, I didn't mean that. Okay, you misunderstand. You just need to listen better. If you could hear better, we wouldn't be having all this trouble. Did you not hear? I paid this bill with this money right here in my hand. How much more clear can I be than that?
Thanks, Bob.
Very good, Ann.
Go ahead. Page 475, knife line down at the end. The flowers of narcosis forfeiting his footlights. Is that fentanyl?
Yep. It's the fallout. Because see, there's so much in now. And wait till after the 24th. It's going to get real ugly. Because when Title 42, now the Hitchhiker's Guide says that's the answer to life. When Title 42 ends, the new open immigration or the
free for all.
No border. Yeah, free for all. Mm. Free for all Baptist Church. That's right. Mm.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise you.
That's racist. That's racist, Nick. Watch yourself.
Oh, that's true. They'll put you in Souter jail for that. They'll put you in Souter jail for that. You be careful.
I got a draconian well. Let them try, Ian.
Well, you start offending these folks. So there's a certain group in sectors that find themselves as transgendered cis eggplants. You get them going against you, it's going to be ugly.
Not going to look good, is it?
Yeah, them eggplants are serious now. They are striving in their belief system.
Chichi Popo Butcha Agala Chichi Palula Arudimini.
I love listening to you read it, Bob. You're just so good at reading Finnegan's Wake. I mean, wow.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Never looked at it before one time in his whole life. So we were
ever.
He's getting confident. He's going to work on vowels. We're going to work on vowels after the holiday.
Yeah.
So right in the first paragraph on 474, there were two things that are from earlier in this call. His dream monologue, that was Bob talking about his dream. And at the end of the paragraph, the princeliest treble, where we talk about the trebler. So it's amazing how it's lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It gives an example of how infinity is effective or is affected by the wake. Or does the wake affect infinity?
Mm.
Yeah, we talked about the kaleidoscope, and that's the answer to what the wake is. It's a kaleidoscope. We were talking about it in Ion's terms.
It would have been fine if James didn't drop the pages and throw them all out of whack and they weren't numbered. So it would have been better if he just left it like that. Things happen. He admitted it himself. He said, it's not my best work. It's not even a work. I'm still working on it. I'll let you know when it's done. Oh, hell, let's do this.
So if you want to see the kaleidoscope, on page 143, about 10 lines from the bottom, it's the answer to the ninth question. A kaleidoscope, that's C-O-L-L-I-D-E-O-R, kaleidoscope, S-C-A-P-E. So that's where the answer to what is this thing. So I'll just read the beginning of the question. Now, to be on anew and basking again in the panorama of all flowers of speech, if a human being duly fatigued by his deity in the suti, having plenty off time on his gouty hands and vacance of space at his sleepy feet, and as hapless behind the dreams of accuracy as any Camelot prince of Denmark, We're at this actual futural preteriting instant in the state of suspensus examination accorded, wrote the eye of a noodle with an ear-sighted view of old Copenhagen. Hey, stop making noise. With all the ingredient and egregiant whites and ways to which in the curse of his persistence the course of his story will have been having recourses, the reverberation of not cracking awes, the reconjugation of node-binding eyes, the redisillusiveness of mind-moldered ease, and the thereby hang of the whole of it, could such a nun, whilst even led calm silencers to come lie with hers, until in tempestuous knocks should catch the gallery and spot Lucan's dawn, by hold at once what is main and why 'tis twain, how one once meat melts in tother wants pointings, the sap rising, the foals falling, the nim now kneeling round the girly head so becoming, the restless in the womb, all the rivals to all see, shake again, oh disaster, shake loose, comma, ah, how starring, but Hank's got a bit of horse's nose, and Jeff's got the signs of ham round his mouth, and the bow that spun beautiful pales as it palls. Now look, it then says, what rose rood and outrageous grows, gelb and green, blew out the end of it. Violets died. Then what? Is what italicized? It might be italicized. Then what would that far gazer seem to seem self to seem seeming of Dimmadal? Or Dimmadal. What would that far gazer seem to seem self to seem seeming of? Answer, a coloratoscape. Now, that's a good description of what Ian was explaining about the actual action of the kaleidoscope in reality, in our sensory synesthesia. Page 143. You want to look it up. Check it out.
Mm.
Okay. Back to Linda. I'm sure Linda has something to say.
Oh, I just tuned in. I just tuned in. Just woke up.
Doesn't matter. You've been here for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't hear the Finnegan's Wake, so I don't have anything to say about that.
Just what I read, Kaleidoscope. You heard the talk about Kaleidoscope.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really interesting, the timing.
Right, so what thoughts, other than curiosity or novelty, what thoughts do you get from that?
I don't have any thoughts.
Come on, Linda.
You liar. You have all kinds of thoughts, Linda. You're probably saying, what the fuck are they reading? Did you have that thought?
No, not even those kind of thoughts.
Okay.
Somebody bring me a goddamn drink, right, Linda?
Gin and tonica for Linda. Bob, 474 Midway, as were you supposed to go push with your blunt blank pin in hand up into the flash of push cushionettes? Iron, is that the stabbing of something?
Yes.
Of some chubby boy bold love of an angel? World. So who's getting
there's
stabbed?
There's a way oil in there. We didn't say. You got to hold something. Otherwise, you'll never watch CNN again.
Oh, I don't watch it anyway.
No, they're not liberal. They've never been liberal. Did you hear what they said? They've never been liberal.
Yeah.
For my quality.
So you say the 24th is the day of reckoning, the 42, the 24, is that a play on numbers or is that a real date?
That's real date. Title 42 ends Wednesday.
And will that be when the last trumpet sounds?
We'll see.
It's 24th, it's not Wednesday.
No.
The last day of Title 24 is Wednesday.
Oh.
It ends on the Thursday. Christmas Eve.
So what's that date?
The 24th.
No, the 24th is Saturday.
No,
Sunday's the 18th.
22nd.
Well, that's more appropriate number. That's not a more important number.
No.
True.
22nd.
Okay, so what else? Anybody else have something to say?
Page 475 and 476, his name Tarpey comes up. The guy who coined the term deep state. You were talking about him a lot on Office Hours.
Yeah, Webster Tarpley. That's right. I thought of him as I read that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's his name? What line?
He just told you.
475 and 476. On 470, I'm looking at 476. It's like three quarters of the way down the page. Lucas Metcalf Tarpey.
Oh, yeah, Metcalf Tarpey. Yeah. It's Webster Tarpley, P-L-E-Y.
Are you referring to McAfee there, Chad?
Oh, yeah. John McAfee?
Yeah? Was that what you're referring to?
No, Webster Tarpley.
Yeah, he's a former writer for the LaRouche gang, and he got fed up with LaRouche and after 911, and he's the one who created, he wrote a book about 911, and he created the concept of a false flag operation.
So, Ian, what is the buzzer brings the light brigade, keeping the home fires burning, so on the churning?
Patriot movement. Martial law, lockdown by rule.
Uh-huh.
The charge of the light brigade is important.
And it's not Bob Marshall rule, it's just Marshall rule.
Yeah, Nick, it's the charge of the light brigade, 1854-55, in the Crimea, is a major theme in the wake, or an icon that he plays off of. So that's anticipating, or it's an echo because it's emphasized on page 349. The page that describes television. And
so, Ian, would this be the clash of the cults?
You'd think.
Yeah, listen to this.
See, we've never made such a big thing of the difference between the rhinos and the dinos, but you can't tell the difference now. Now everybody's going to become an independent. I'll just be independent. I mean, well, I'm already independent. I'm an independent. I'm a good independent and a bad independent. Oh, okay, got it. We got you. Okay, good.
Page 349, where Joyce takes the invention of a mechanical TV situation by John Logie Baird, B-A-I-R-D, and the parts of this TV are spread through this italicized page 349 into 350, but it begins in the heliotropical no time following a fade of transformed tuff and pending its busy version and metronergic reglow of beaming bat, the bare board bombardment screen, if tastefully taut uranium satin, tends to teleframe and step up to the charge of a light barricade. So that's a pun on the charge of the light brigade applied to television, becoming an information overload for people, the bombardment screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very wonderful page.
Filed in limine.
Limine. Look, Friedhoff came in. I don't know if Friedhoff ever spoke. You want to say something, Friedhoff? Not saying anything.
Just say stuff, and then you pass the mustard.
What's that? How do you pass the mustard?
Just when Bob says to speak, if you don't speak, you're gonna be fouled out. So if you do, just say sup. That's enough, and then that'll pass the mustard. And the crackling cornbread.
Anybody got something to say?
They're all stated, Bob. I think you wore them out. With no music, they actually had to talk tonight.
Mm.
A hard day's night.
So, yeah, look on page 474. There you got, when is the buzzer brings the light brigade? I think Chad or somebody already points that out. On page 476, line 3, the proto is tracing through the tangle then, Matthew Walker, Godson's Goddessfire, deputizing for gossipocracy. There's a good description of our post-democracy. It's a gossipocracy now.
Is that Walker Bush?
Yeah. Matthew Walker. Deputizing for gossipocracy. And his station was a few perch to the Weatherside radio station. And his TV radio station was a few perch to the Weatherside of the Knoll Asnog. And it was from no other place unless there, however, that he pro-extended aloof upon the ether Mesmer's Manum, is Mesmer the hypnotist, the hand making silence. That echoes the name of my book, Hand Signals for the Blind. The hand making silence. And so, if nothing is to be said, there ends.
It's a happy day. We enjoyed this interaction and play. It's very fun.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah, Bob does without so that y'all can have.
your final words, Linda, or are you still empty-headed?
Still empty-headed.
There you go.
Excellent. That's the
happy days.
The hour.
Happy days. Thanks, Ryan.
So the... we've been going, I don't know if we started right at 2 o'clock. No, we started at 3. Did we screw around before I started recording? I think we only got 12 hours to record, so we've done 11 hours. But I don't want to take a miscalculation, so... I think we can stop recording and hang out for a while. Can't play any Zappa. What do you think? Should we do that?
Why do you want to stop the recording, Bob?
Because I think it only...
Make it 12 hours. Yeah.
Someone else said that. Who's saying that? Who knows?
That's me, James.
Yeah, it's about 12 hours. James, you know about that?
Yeah, vaguely I do. I mean, just in case, though, as you said, because didn't one other recording get cut off after 12 hours? I can't. Yeah. So Turbo Bridge must have a 12-hour limit.
Right. So there may be things that we want to talk about that shouldn't be recorded. So I guess I just hit the arrow off.
It should.